Welcome, everyone, to another episode of LPF Debrief, where Chris and I talk about comic books, TV shows, and movies. And on today's episode, we will be discussing episode 2, season 3 of The Mandalorian. Because I was confusing myself, because I was like, season first.
They also count it in parts.
Yeah, it's now like chapter 18. There's a chapter 18 titled The Minds of Mandalore. So that's what it is. It's called. This one was directed by Rachel Morrison, and also written by Jon Favreau, which most episodes are, unless he co-writes them. But actually, fun fact, did you know episode 20, not the next episode, but the one after that, Carl Weathers is actually the one who directed it.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to direct episode 20. And that episode is written by Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau, so you already know.
I swear to God, if I see it and it's 30 minutes, come on.
Listen,
it better be a 45 minute.
I'm always excited. Anytime I see Dave Filoni's name on anything, I'm instantly excited because I know what we're going to get. Not saying that I don't love Jon Favreau, because obviously that goes without saying. But guys, please, if you like the content, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff for us. It does help us with our viewership and all that other stuff. Also, shout out to everyone who listens to us on podcast. We had hit a milestone for us. We got our 1,000th play, which since we switched over to Anchor, which is thank you to you guys for listening, keeping us, going.
No, big round of applause.
Oh my gosh, we got the soundtrack. Look at us. Look how far we've come. We've got soundtracks and all that stuff. But always, guys, spoilers are ahead, so if you don't want to hear any of that, go ahead and pause it. Come back later so you guys can hear our thoughts. Let us know what your thoughts were in the comments. All right, enough with the housekeeping. Let's get into why everyone is here. Episode 2, Season 3, Mandalorian. We're going to Mandalore. And overall, I love this episode. I'll start off with my overall take. It was a really good episode, just like I love how this show, and if you guys listen to us in the past, you'll know how much I love when Star Wars expands its universe, even though we're going to multiple places, right? We never saw Mandalore, or like, at least, we've seen Mandalore, but like, it's usually in past tense. We never have seen it like how it was after everything has happened, right? So now being able to go near it, seeing where Din grew up, where, that whole scene where he's with Grogu saying, like, navigating and stuff like that, which also was a great foreshadow for the episode later. But, like, it's really cool to, like, see how fatherly he's come. And even the character saying, like, where's your kid? You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see just how, like, and it's not like he has any backlash towards it. He's kind of like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess like that. I guess I am like his dad, And so
I just want a straight face Mando of like next time he shows up, like that scene where she's like, yeah, where's the kid? I wish he like straight face, like the helmet, and he goes peekaboo. Like, yeah. I just want.
I mean, it was cute though when he was just like, when he does come in and he's just like,
he just lifts him up.
Here he is. And yeah, just seeing Peli again was also great, because I think her character is really fun. Just a character, just the way that she interacts with the droids, the way that she interacts with Jawas, the fact that she knows the Jawa language is still funny to me. And
she dated one, right?
Yeah, she dated one.
She dated one. That was the funniest.
So like,
oh my God.
The thing that I love about this show is that it brings that Star Wars weirdness in every episode, right? And it's supposed to be weird. Like, Star Wars is not supposed to be this common, very, like, yes, it has its very serious moments, which we all love and, like, we get down for. But, like, Star Wars has always been this thing where it's a little quirky, right? Because it's not supposed to be all the way there. But you're also in a galaxy where, so many things can happen. And there's so many different species and things like that that are in this galaxy. And I think the shows do the best part of that, right? They show off this galaxy and this whole world that's this huge thing, but you can also see how it affects everything, right? How the Empire affects everything, how the New Order affects everything, how the Republic's crack, like how all of that affects the galaxy. And I think the show does such a great job at showing that. And this is one of those perfect examples with this episode, right? Just how they showed everything. Even though we were going to Mandalore, you still saw very small tidbits of things going on just around the galaxy. So I thought this episode did a really good job, as it always does, is exploring the galaxy so we could see it in a whole, right? We see that, so for me, overall, I love this episode. I thought it was a really strong episode. Before we get into some of the details, Chris, what were your thoughts on the episode?
I love the episode, too. I just wanted to point out, like I said before the show, there was complaints that I saw, like before I saw the episode. I watched it last night. Before I saw the episode, there was like fans complaining that this episode was just as dark as Game of Thrones. If you think that, like, get a new TV or something, because there was people complaining. You know, the White Walker war. You know how that was like notorious for being visually dark. They were complaining that this episode was as dark as that, and I was like, I saw everything that was going on.
No,
he had a flashlight on.
Yeah,
I didn't
get that at all.
And
honestly, for the most part, most of the things that people say that was dark after that episode. Listen, I watched that Game of Thrones episode live on HBO. I can tell you that thing was dark.
Yeah,
like if you watch it now, it's adjusted. But like when you watch that episode live on HBO, I don't think I've ever seen anything like you could literally see.
It was nothing. Like a black screen, yeah. And then they would run out, and I was like okay, nothing. Cool. And you everybody, I just hear so the swords and everything.
This episode, I listen. I'm not one to tell people to, you know, maybe check the setting. Like I honestly did not feel that way, and I mean, I have mine on a standard setting, not really like, you know, anything like updated or anything, and it was not dark for me at all.
I was about to, because I was that was the biggest thing. I was like reading those, and I was like, okay, maybe this is just one thing saying that, and then I kept seeing it pop up, and I was like, there's no way this is a real complaint, because it was like, it was supposed to be a scene, like you're in a cave, it's kind of creepy, like I said, he had the flashlight on too. So anyway, I liked the episode overall. It was very I put in my notes, I put Grogu adventure. He's starting to do his thing more, so it makes me believe that we're gonna get his own episode where it's just like, you know, he's gonna be doing his own thing. And I think it's because they're starting to show up more. Whenever he shows up in at the mechanics place and he jumps out like the Yoda jump, I was like, oh, okay, here we go, he's moving. Yeah. The fact that he tried to talk, or he's more vocal.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe they end this season with his first words. I think that'd be kind of weird, but funny at the same time.
I mean, he's getting older, right? So at some point, he's going to, we know that he's just a child now. So like at some point he's going to be able to speak. I don't think that would be weird at all, but I agree with you. Like you're getting more of his, and of course, here's the thing again, though, which I go back to what we talked about in the first episode of this, and like people like who did not watch those last four episodes, last three episodes of Book of Boba, have like no clue on how he learned any of this.
Firsthand, Bree sat down on this one, right? on this one, and she had no. She's like, wait, I thought only one. I don't think she saw the rest of season two. Mm-hmm. She's like, I thought only one guy had that sword. And I was like, yeah, Moth Gideon had it. Well, what happened? Mando got it.
She doesn't remember.
And then she's like, so she was already lost. And she's like, what is happening? And I was like, I knew you were going to do this. Yeah. Don't sit next to me. So we might have to do a rewatch or something like that. And then I told her, I'm like, well, watch the second season. Then we got to go to Book of Boba Fett. You don't have to watch the whole season of Book of Boba Fett. Mm. Let's jump the... And I explained it to her. I'm like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So... visually though, this episode, I love, there was a lot of scenes. Like, my favorite part about these episodes is the concept art at the end.
Oh my gosh.
I want to buy one so bad.
Those have been my favorite since they start, like season one, when they started, like, I think that's one of the coolest ways. I wish that all the live actions adopt that. Like, I hope when Ahsoka comes out, it's the same thing. Like, yeah. I will take, and I want all of those. The fact that Disney's not selling those is kind of weird to me. Like, as prints, because
they'll put them in the that little Star Wars museum at Disney World you could buy, but they're like, they have original pieces and you can buy prints.
They need to put prints and have like, you know, make a few hundred. You make a few hundred, I'm pretty sure people are going to buy it, because I want one. I want one. There's a few of them that I really, really like, and I thought that they've done throughout the three seasons have been like really cool. So I agree with you on those. Those concept arts are super dope.
But also we got a little preview of our friend.
Okay.
That I saw. Yeah. I was excited to see BD-1 there on the car. It was, like I said, like you said, it was a fun episode. It was like the quirkiness, up until they get into the mines where it gets a little creepy and serious. We see Mando get knocked out twice. Yeah. And I was like, come on, man, what are you doing? We see Bo-Katan show us how to use the Darksaber. Yeah. So it was over. I liked this episode a lot more than the first one. Like I said, the first one wasn't a strong start, but also I don't, like we said before, I don't think that was the start. I think the episodes in Boba Fett were the start for this one, and they just moved it or whatever. So, but yeah.
Yeah. And just like we were talking about, like, just the whole fact that, like, seriously, guys, if you are feeling lost, go at least read a summary of those last four, like, three episodes. Because I could not imagine, like, seeing Grogu the way that we did at the end of season two, coming into this season and seeing him doing all of these things and being like, oh, he just randomly learned it. Like, it would.
And they're talking about the Force. They're talking about the Force more, and everybody's like, well, since when?
Yeah.
They didn't even know what that was. How did they know what it is
you
now?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if it just watch a summary, because, I mean, there's more detail in there. And obviously it's going to set up the shows for, it also sets up some future shows. But like, I was completely like, yo, if you didn't watch Book of Boba, like, you would have no, like, there's just this show would take such a weird, like, turn from going to basically straight, like, a Mandalorian story to, like, actually becoming a Star Wars story. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was thinking about that as I was watching. I was like, yo. Some people may have no idea, like, because, you know, it's a common thing. People don't, and that's no fault of theirs. Like, some people don't have time to watch everything, right? Like, like we do. But even us, like, you know what I mean? We still have to, like, pick and choose some of the things that we watch. It's just, it's hard for people to go back and watch other things. But, like, at least read a summary, because you need to see all that stuff with, you know, with Luke and all that good stuff on why he's able to do the things he did. So that makes sense. But yeah, overall, a lot of cool stuff happened in this episode. There was a crazy amount of references in this episode that was just like date back to like Clone Wars stuff. And that's the one thing that, I mean, again, I always talk about my appreciation for when they throw those subtle things that like the diehards have watched. Because, like, you're just like, oh, I remember that. Like, you know what I mean? Or, like, things like that. So, overall, we saw the, we see when they get to Mandalore that it's actually not as toxic. But I thought it was super cool how the lightning storm, like, you had to go through the lightning storm in order for it to, like, see the, like.
It was nice, a disguise, almost. Yeah. Like, you're just like, oh, yeah, okay, wait.
It kind of reminded me, low-key, of Wakanda. Right.
I was just about to say that when they pull in and you're like,
where
wait,
you're
what?
Just like, and then wait, they go there's through nothing. The and then it's like you go through the wall. And it's like, oh, snap. Like, this is a beautiful place. Like, you know what I mean? So we see that when Mando goes to Peli to ask him for like the part for IG-11, which made me sad because I was like, damn, we're probably not going to get IG-11 back. Yeah. But we did get R5-D4. So which is, if you remember, in A New Hope, when Luke, the droid that Luke is originally working on. That's the same model droid. So yeah.
And I feel, I put poor R5 in my notes because this guy did not want to do, she's like, he can go on a trip. He's like, if he could talk to you, he's like, let me stay here. Yeah. I don't want to do this.
He's like, first of all, I didn't sign up for this. Like, I'm broken. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about right now? Like, and no, we could fix you up. And he's like, no, but I don't want to be fixed. I want to stay right here.
Don't touch me. Get away.
it was a good reference to, it was a good reference to that. Because remember, Luke does end up leaving that model behind. So it's kind of funny that the take is like, maybe he didn't want to go like at all. Like, you know what I mean? So it was fun to see some of that stuff. I'm getting some more of the story of Mandalore was something that I really enjoyed, right? Like, we got more story. I thought this was Bo-Katan's, like, this role for Bo-Katan, like, obviously it's her and it's been her this whole time, which she will also be at MegaCon. Super excited about that. But, she really came into her own now, right? Being able to tell her past story, talk about her father, the whole thing of, like, you know what I mean? How she switched her emotional reactions too, right? Like, because you at first you're like, I wonder how she really feels about Din. Like, you know what I mean? Like, does she have this envy kind of thing? Which she kind of does, right? Because when he flies back in, she's like, I really don't want to be bothered. And this dude just keeps showing up. Like, he basically has this saber in my face. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of taunting her, right? So, so when she sees him come back, when she sees Grogu and it's just him, she's like kind of concerned, like, yo, where were they? Like, where is he? Like, you know what I mean? Because I need to know. So I thought that was like those parts really established her character in being like, you know, like she cares about, and then she tries to play off this, like, I don't care about the whole story and like, I'm kind of done with all of this. But like, as the episode kind of progresses, you see that like that light is coming back a little bit for her. Like, so I thought it was a
especially when he's getting in the water and reciting, like, you see the look on her face, she smiles she's kind of like,
I remember these days, and like, oh, maybe this is not such a bad thing anymore. Like, cause she tried to block it off because realistically, she was just so hurt by all of it. Right. Because she knows the prosperity and she knows how like the world she once had over there, and now not seeing that world and now seeing it as like a grave, like she says, like a tombstone, is hurtful for her. So I thought it was really cool, especially when she's going into the cave, basically just speaking to Grogu like, hey, like she's basically giving us a history lesson through Grogu. And I thought that was a really cool way of giving us a lot of the lore from Mandalore.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to point out was the before we left the fireworks scene when they leave, and that I don't remember the celebration. Yeah, that they were talking about.
I forgot what it was called, but I didn't write it down.
That's the concept art I would want. Yeah. Is that going through and Grogu looking out of like, whoa, and just like, seeing everything go off was crazy. I also the Alamites is what they're called. Creepy.
Yeah,
as hell. They were like that scared. Like this episode got me a couple times. Mm-hmm. So whenever they jump out, that's scary. We find out Mando still cannot hold the Darksaber. Properly. He's like trying to. Yeah, he's trying to force it, and it's heavy and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And when he gets down into that spot, and he sees that Mandalorian helmet, that like crab thing coming up made me jump. I was like, what the fuck?
It was really creepy.
Yeah, it was so cool to see, though, like, mechanically. But the eye thing, like, looking around, I was like, what is going on?
Little General Grievous vibes, really.
Really does. So it was, I thought that was really cool how that character came to be and how he's, I guess he was taking his blood or something like that.
Yeah, because I'm assuming.
You couldn't really tell his goal.
Yeah, I think he was taking, it had to be his blood. I'm pretty sure that whatever that creature was organic at some point and is probably still needs something and like, or is probably testing it out to see like if it's, you know, testing his blood out or something along those lines. The Almanites were really cool though, like even though they were creepy. This is also their first appearance. Like they were brand new characters made. Like they were never shown up in any
previous. They look like a cousin to Gamorrean guards.
Yeah. So it had a little bit. Add a little bit of that. And again, that's what like we were talking about, like that coolness of Star Wars of just showing us new people and new species. And you can always mess around with stuff. And I thought that was really cool. I love that Bo-Katan mentioned her father. If you guys played Knights of the Old Republic, you'll know that they referenced to him as Mandalore the Ultimate. So them saying Mandalore the Great was another nice little cool reference of like, hey, don't worry, guys. We know you guys know. You know what I mean? So, and the same thing, they made a comic in that name too. So just having all of those little features, and I love how cohesive the Star Wars world is being now. Like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of the things that were like not canon or like were said to not be canon anymore are slowly making their way into canon lore, right? Like slowly making their way into these things where you're like, oh, this is a thing. Like this actually happens, right? I thought it was really cool. Like you were talking about when they go into the water. I want to talk about, first of all, how quickly, like, he got dragged all the way down to the ground, like to the sea level. Because, like, when she initially jumps in, and I'm like,
okay, I did not think it was a drop off like that. I was like, what the hell?
There's no way. Like, she went, like, I was like, okay, a scene. Maybe she's going to look around. Maybe. And then she just kept going. I was like, bro, how did this thing take him down there so far in such little time? Like, it was literally like, what, like 2 seconds, and he was at the sea level essentially. But we did see what is rumored to be a mythosaur, and if you guys know the histories of those, that's basically what the logo of the Mandalorians are, basically, is the mythosaur. And they were thought to be extinct. You know, old history lore of Mandalore says that, you know, they used to ride them as, you know, creatures to fight in battle and stuff like that. So you could, and one thing that I think doesn't get stressed enough is how cool that the camera work kind of, how good the camera work is to making you believe, see their emotions behind their mask. Because like, you can't see Bo-Katan's face, but you know what her reaction is. Like, you know her face, right? Like, and they did that such a good job also with Mando himself, right? Where he can express emotions just by like his body language. But like Bo, when she sees that as she's dragging him up, which also the fact that the jetpacks work underwater, super dope. But like,
yeah, you know, I did not think it was gonna be
her coming up and like seeing it, like, and being like, oh snap, like, you know what I mean? You could tell it was kind of like a state of shock, like, wait a second, like maybe my homeworld does have a way to exist. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see what that does for her character, right? What that does for her motivation on, does she want to go back? Like, does she want to now, like, does she seeing these few things that were, like, now that she's seeing a little bit of things, maybe this is giving her hope to do what she wanted to do, right? To reestablish Mandalore. And you know, we saw her with the Darksaber. She was just wielding it as if it was just a normal piece of equipment for her, because she's about that life.
Yep. She definitely deserves that saber.
Yeah. And I think they know that, right? But crazy. And they even said it in season two. Like, he kind of was just like, yo, you could have it. Like, you know what I mean? But like, also it was kind of like, she was like, well, we have to do it.
He's very big. I mean, Mando's very big in the faith of everything. He's like, well, if faith said, you know, if our religion basically said that you have to beat me in battle, then I can't shy away. Because you could tell, like, it's cool to see, because she's just like, you know, I don't believe in this stuff. You're so dumb for still believing in this.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I need to go because I need to get in the water so I can become a part of this thing that basically saved my life as a child. This is all I know. This is all I want. Mm-hmm. And it's the way of the light. It's that life that I want to live.
This is the way. You know what I mean? Like, this is the way. And I think from Bo's perspective, it's more of a, like, I saw this, like, I had this before. Like, the thing that you wanted, I had before, and it got all taken away. So she's more of the lines of, like, this whole thing and the way that we were kind of resorted to why we're like this. Like, you know what I mean? And opposed to the way that Mando thinks, it's more of a, like, this was my saving. Like, I'm here. I'm the person I am because of this. So I need to get back to that. Like, you know what I mean? And it may be, you know, and like I said, to see their paths cross in this episode, to have such different, you know, beliefs in the way that they think, but are kind of meeting in the middle now, because it's kind of like, again, I want to see what this does for Bo's character. Like, what does this make her change, you know, her tone on everything? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm really interested to see moving forward where we go from this. I thought, like I said, again, just seeing the deep lore of Mandalore for like the first time, like not the first time, because if you watch Clone Wars and Rebels, you'll know with them, they pretty much got into those, into that lore also, but now seeing it in a live action form is really cool. And just, again, the fact that they're using all of those previous things, like previous Easter eggs and all that, is really cool to see. And I thought that's why I really liked this episode. So again, I don't know anything about it being dark. It looked perfectly fine on my screen. So and also, I can only speak for myself.
I'm excited to see, because he's like, if I provide proof that I went into the waters, I can't wait to see that scene, because he's like, hey, I went into the water. Bo-Katan saw, what is the creature called again?
Mythosaur.
We saw a Mythosaur, and I feel like that forge is going to be like, my ass.
Yeah, the armor's going
to
be like, that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you went like, to Mandalore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I don't even think you made it to the surface. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a way. That brings up a good point. Like, how is she going to prove that? Like, how is he going to prove that?
I think it's just the word, because he hasn't lied to her, but I'm going to assume it's trust.
Yeah, yeah.
Of like, honestly, I did this thing, and she's like, all right, yeah, okay. But yeah,
I mean, he does have evidence, as long as, you know, Bo-Katan's alive, obviously.
I mean, I feel like the Forger at this point is just like, I believe you. Can you get away before you break something else? Please, yeah, go away.
No, for real, for real. But yeah, like I said, overall, I thought it was a great episode. Even now that we talked about it, it makes me like it even more, that we've kind of just talked about those ins and outs of the episode. But overall, like I said, I thought it was great. I thought they did a great job at exploring what we, Mandalore. I thought it grew Grogu's character just a little bit. Like you said, we can see maybe him having his own adventure, you know, just to see basically what, you know, he can do by himself, just because he was able to, like, even fight why am I forgetting their name? We just said it. The Alamite. Fight, like, basically just force, get out of my way, homie. Like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, and you can see he's not getting as tired, right? Like, when he uses it now, it's kind of, again, go back to Book of Boba, but you could see that he's kind of like, you remember how exhausted he used to be after using it, things like that. Now he's kind of just like, get out of my way, homie. Like, I gotta go. And then he jumps into the ship, which is really cool. And then him just pointing, overall, that character is always going to be cute, especially with his little ears flapping around, like, while he's in his little speeder. It's just, that character, even when he walks around, just when he was, like, walking and peeking the corner, what a perfect character to just, like, balance Star Wars out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, with this cuteness and all this, like, weirdness, it just works out fantastic.
And I feel like Bo-Katan is also getting us used to calling Mando Din.
Yes, Din. Yes.
So, because she's, you know, she's been using that more and more. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And I mean, she would know his name, right? Like, she would use it more than the common people would, because it is what it is. But
it's Din Djarin.
But before we head out, what was your favorite part of the episode?
Favorite part of the episode, Bo-Katan's fight scene.
Oh my gosh.
She is too clean. She is badass. Yes. And I thought she was annoying in the animated series, but she is dope.
Yeah. Oh. Your tone has changed.
Yeah. It's because, like, you know, she's, it's not the character itself. It's because she's
the situation.
It's a little bit of a desperation. She's so close to the finish line, and you get, it's kind of like me in a game or something like that. Say I'm playing capture the flag or something, and you need one more flag. The flag's like, you see your spot and the flag's right there. You get desperate. You start throwing yourself out there and you're like, you don't think about it. So, that's literally the feeling that she has. She's like, I'm literally right there. I see it. It's right there. The throne's there.
Yeah.
And I can't get there.
I literally am using the weapon. Like, you know what I mean? So I'll agree too. Bo-Katan, I thought, was the best part of this episode. Overall, just like I said, the growth of her character, just having that history, kind of getting that kind of redemption thing, also showing like her proof of like, yo, this is why I should have this kind of thing. It all seems really cool to me. So I really like that we got a nice Bo-Katan episode, which scares me a little bit because usually when we get nice episodes like this, something bad might happen to that character. So I hope that's not the case.
Get rid of Bo-Katan.
But you know, I don't know if they're going to get, I didn't say get rid of her, but I'm
and then Moff Gideon comes out. Ah!
And then something bad just happens to the character is what I'm saying. So,
Also, I wanted to point out the last thing I put in my notes, Star Wars Last of Us, but with trolls.
Yeah.
That's what this episode was. I was kind of hoping we were going through the city. Listen, and all that. Yeah. So
in theory, actually, we could say that Mandalorian copied Last of Us because the game came out first.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're right. You're
say
right.
That. Yeah. Could say it.
We could say that. And also, what was the mechanic's name again? Why do I always forget her
Ellie?
Name? Ellie.
Ellie. Yeah.
She doesn't know that Mando and Boba Fett are friends.
Why?
Why'd you say because that? She's like, hey, are we here to like, are you here to, are the Jabba's back? Are you going to fight Boba again or something like that?
She asked him about Boba, but I don't think it was like a fighting question. Because remember,
I thought it was like a negative way. I was
no,
like, oh.
Remember his response was basically like, oh no, he's doing something like he's caught up with something or something like
along. I just gotta rewatch that line,
but I didn't take it as something that was like a negative, because I feel like she's way too informative to not know what went down.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah, I didn't take it like that, but I don't know if it was said like that. So
yeah,
I just kind of went like as soon as it got mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, like obviously he knows, like they know each other. So, but yeah. That is going to wrap it up for us today, guys. Thank you as always for joining us. Like I said, if you guys like the content, please like, subscribe, share, do all that good stuff. Comment down below. Let us know what you guys thought of the episode so we can interact with you guys. And then we are going to be back sometime this week. Well, sometime next week for the season finale of Last of Us. I am not prepared. Bring your tissues is all I'm going to say, and obviously we're going to record, Mandalorian for the season finale. So until we see you guys next time, fire team.